Hey everybody, it's Malu Beyonce and
Debbie V.
And we are back with another episode of Oh Heck Nah, a Naked and Afraid podcast. And we're super excited. We're changing the format up a little bit, right, Debbie?
Yes. Coming at it different.
That's right. And today we're going to be talking with Chad and his wife. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited about it. What about you?
I am. I want to see how it goes. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a different thing because we have somebody who unfortunately tapped. I mean, he just straight up tapped. He was like, I'm done.
Yeah, like real quick. I was like, what happened? Did I miss something?
Exactly. It was a shock to me too. So we're going to really take a deep dive into like why he tapped. And it might be a little sensitive. I don't know. But it was kind of sad. I don't know if it was more mental, if it was more physical. What do you think?
I feel like it was real mental. Real mental.
I do too. And I just can't even imagine having a watch party and watching yourself tap.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be tough.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to him about that today. And, you know, it was a really interesting episode. We had Chad, Kim, Britt, and Sarah. And it was all about Britt's cycle, which I wasn't a huge fan of.
I don't think we've ever seen something like that before. Just out in the open, connecting with nature that way.
I mean, I think it's interesting. I like her point of view, but I think the editors, once again, switched it up and made it way too much about the cycle.
Yeah, I agree.
And you do know the controversy, right?
About the menstrual cycle? Or something
about,
else?
No, about the blood shot. So they used a blood shot in two episodes, the exact same shot.
Oh. We're going to have to dive into that a little more.
Exactly. I cannot believe that they did that. I'll probably post screenshots right here. But it was the same shot from one episode to this episode.
That's crazy. They missed it. They messed up on that. You messed up, Aaron.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't do that. You have super fans that are out here, like, really paying attention to what's going on. You can't use the same shot from the same season.
Yeah. Same season? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
So, give me a second. I'm going to adjust my mic. So we've learned that the closer we are to the mics, the better we sound.
Hello.
It only took us a whole year to figure that out. But all right. So let's talk about Britt and Sarah real fast. Sarah has been on another episode before. She did a fan challenge.
She did. I was going to go find it and see it, but I didn't. Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it. And I'm really proud of her. I'm really proud of Britt. I think that they came together. They did everything right. I just think the editing, making it all about the cycle, was wrong. And guess what? Newsflash, Sarah had her cycle as well.
She did. Oh, that didn't come up at all.
Exactly. So it is what it is. I think they showed it like in a little preview clip. I've noticed they've had a lot more private part little mini clips on Discovery, and I'm really loving it.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, those little clips, they're on Discovery, they're doing it on Twitter, they're doing it on Facebook, Instagram. They're really putting a lot of little mini videos out, so you have to make sure you tune into those, because if you don't, you're missing a lot of the juice.
Ooh, I'm going to go back and look it up.
Yes.
Do you have any?
Of mine? Of me? No. So, Debbie, I'm so excited that we have Chad and Ariel here. And is it our first time having a husband and wife on the show at the same time?
I think so. I think it is.
Well, welcome. Boy. It's a first.
Yes, welcome. First for everything.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I really wanted to reach out to Ariel because I got to tell you, Chad, your episode was kind of heart-wrenching to me. Because, you know, it was the first, like, just regular tap. And I was like, oh, my God. And I felt so many emotions. I was like, I wonder what his wife is feeling. And I was like, oh, let me text her right away. So.
Yeah. So I was crying during that part of the episode for sure. I because I know him so well. So I, completely felt what he was feeling, and I was trying to, like, you know, be strong for him so he didn't see my emotion, because it was a pretty emotional part of the episode. It was definitely heart-wrenching.
Well, let's dive into that. I'm going to start first. I'm going to do the odd numbers. Chad, how did you end up on Naked and Afraid? Did you apply? Give us the breakdown.
Well, I come home from work one day, and my wife tells me that she signed me up for Naked and Afraid. And being from a small town, Capriol, I was like, and I was kind of tired. I was like, you know what? Fill your boots. There's no real way we're going to get on this show. Have fun. Yeah, thank you. We'll have a go at this, honey. And then you fast forward 3 months later, and there I am speaking to the producer of Naked and Afraid. So
what wow. He wasn't aware of was that I'm really good at application forms.
Yep.
Well, you know, that brings us to a really good part, because there's some people that are scouted and there's some people that apply. So what do you think, Ariel, that you put on the application that made Chad stand out?
Just at how, like, down to earth and humble and honest he is. And just kind of the achievements that he's had throughout his life with, you know, multiple ventures of different outdoor skills that he has and brought to the table. So I just made sure to highlight that he has a multitude of different skill sets, not just one specific one.
Awesome. That's so awesome. And you didn't think for 1 minute that it was going to happen.
We both kind of, because I've applied to shows for myself in the past and nothing ever came out of it, right? So I was like, nothing's going to happen anyways. Don't worry about it.
It sounded real interesting, you know, but yeah, I don't know. You would imagine that there'd be a whole lot of people signing up for this thing. So, you know, it's like we went and bought a lottery ticket that day, I guess, and we scratched the winner.
Well, that's interesting. Debbie, what do you have next for Chad?
What was your strategy going in? It seemed like you guys started out strong. You made a good team.
It was amazing.
Tell us a little bit.
The strategy was to provide a bunch of fish, hopefully, and and to try to slow down day to day, because I'm not really a slow person typically, and I have a really fast metabolism, and I knew this was going to play a major role. So I tried to put on a whole bunch of weight before going in there, and tried to slow things down, and I was hoping to eat a whole bunch, and we did. I mean, the episode can only show so much. I can't say we ate a lot. We ate a lot of consecutive days, but just little bits, right? Little fish. You've seen the size of fish we catch. So, I mean, two grown men eating like a little chicken nugget each once or twice a day.
Right.
You know, it sure feels good mentally, but it's not doing a whole lot for you. So, yeah, I knew that was going to be a major problem. Now, I tapped for no real reason other than...
No, oh, no, no, don't get into that yet. We're going to get into that.
I'm jumping ahead.
All right. So okay. I'm going to roll my eyes real fast. His fast metabolism. This is something that we've been kind of talking about with. We don't like to judge people's bodies, but dang it, I am. All right. I'm so sorry you have such a fast metabolism, Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, yeah, it affects you out there, boy oh boy. I'll tell you, it affects people without a fast metabolism. Just going without eating is it's tough to do that.
It's not fun.
It's not, you know, it changes your head space, your head game. I mean, unless you're extremely strong, say like my partner Ken, that guy is
a beast.
That guy's a beast, man. Love that guy. We still talk, but anyways, I mean, it really changes your mindset if you're uncertain of every aspect of who you are. If you've never been through that kind of a grind before, you're going to be open to some new things, because I've considered myself to be a mentally strong person, but when you're so depleted, sleep deprived and depleted with food, you start thinking differently. You really do. And little things become big things. And I mean, you know, not.
And what day did you start feeling that?
It was fast. Like, it happened fast. And I know that's just the way
I am. They usually
say,
like, a week. Yeah, they usually say about a week.
But day eight, it kind of just was like, I think I want to go home to the family. And then I just, I couldn't mentally handle that, leaving Ken there and for 2 days by himself before going to meet up with the other two. And
so you checked out. You were already checked out.
Yeah, and my plan after that was just to kind of stay those other 2 days to catch some fish and help him with the firewood and do some stuff and just feel better. And then I was just like, day 10, I gotta go. I gotta go. I'm out.
That's okay. It.
Well, before we move on, Ariel, what did you think? Did you think that he was going to go the whole... Like, what was your biggest fear? I know you thought he was going to go the whole 21, but what was your biggest fear that would make him come?
Missing the kids and the family, honestly. I thought that would have been the biggest thing for him. We've never even been apart for a day in nine years. And then you bring the kids into it, and he's never been away from the kids for more than like a school day. So I knew that him, even just on the flight over, I could tell how emotional he was already getting about being away from us. So that was my biggest fear. I'm like, if he's going to tap, it's going to be because he misses us so much. That's what it's going to be.
Well, you think, let's talk about your injury to your hip.
Yeah, not so much of an injury, but that was I got blindsided with that, you know, because I went out there with a bit of a plan and a bit of an expectation without knowing, right? You kind of like, okay, I think it's going to be like this, and I kind of understand that, and okay, I went out there, and day one, man, I just got totally blindsided, because we were on such a high, and we had built our Broma. We called it, and had started fire and got water going, and so we were just like, man, this is fantastic.
Great beginning.
And we didn't think anything of bedding or anything. We're nailing it, and then we had this new list for tomorrow that we were gonna do. We're gonna do this, that, and that, and then we went to bed, and I could sleep normally. I could sleep anywhere and for a short amount of time and feel good. And I did that night one, no problem, sleeping on my sides. I'm a slide sleeper. But we were laying on gravel and like rocks and sticks, and we didn't really do much cleaning of anything. Just kind of, we're tired, we're conked out, that was it. And tossing and turning, it's fine. Woke up feeling great, but the hips, man, they were just already like a shotgun blast on each one, just from the gravel, like was embedded in your leg. So that's fine. That's where it started, and that was fine. I mean, that wasn't the end of the world. It wasn't what made me tap, but it sure did start leading to some sleepless nights. Because at night two, we started adding sand, like a thick layer of sand, and then night three started adding hay. It was
a mistake.
No sleep at all.
There was some night one and two were fairly good, and then as it went on, there was a whole lot less sleep, and then by the last three or four nights there was zero sleep.
None at all.
All these aren't the reasons of tapping, or maybe they're all
combined.
Accumulatively made me tap, but it's just a challenge out there. You know, it's nothing's easy, that's for sure. I mean, everything out there is real, what they're talking about. I mean, they didn't show much about the thorns, but I'll tell you, the thorns are some kind of special.
I'm still finding them in the house to this day. Like, still.
They were there for a while. I had some nasty thorns come out like 3 or 4 weeks later. They're real. Like, second or third step, it is fantastic.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, talking about the thorns in your foot, let's talk about, I got to point this out because it is a podcast and we have a job to do. Do you think it was a mistake not to dig a shallow area for your hips to sleep in?
That, I did that. I mean, that's just one small part of the pie. Part of the big scope of the whole challenge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it made things more challenging. That's not none of the things we're talking about now are the reasons of tapping, maybe just accumulatively, but that was the start of a big thing. I just wasn't expecting that. Even with pain and injury, I thought I'll just sleep the downtime away and I'll have a good time sleeping at night, and all of a sudden I just got punched in the face. I'm like, man, I'm trying to sleep on my back, and it's just something I'm not used to. You know, you're not accustomed to it. It's hard to change right away, especially in an uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. But it's still so disappointing. I mean, I shouldn't have tapped. I should have just
kept going. Well, and we've heard many times that once you let yourself go there mentally, it's hard to come back. It's hard to get out of the rabbit hole, like you said.
It is, and I know that, but I've never been in such a, you know, normally when you do go down some kind of negative place, you have some, what do they call them, creature comforts, where maybe you're in a warm place or a comfortable bed or, you know, you have
a beautiful wife to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids to go cuddle up, whatever the case is, there's something there. But when you know you got nothing to grasp onto, I guess maybe I wasn't used to that. And yeah, down we went, and man, I just couldn't shake it. And I tried, and I went for a long walk. They showed a bit of it there, but a very long walk, and holy moly, just couldn't kick it. And it was just thank goodness they didn't show it. I was a real disgusting mess as a man.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think it makes you more vulnerable. And that's why we wanted to talk to you, because you were. I mean, the show, before Debbie moves on with questions for Ariel, the show really had a weird focus on the cycle for the women. And I think the editing, nothing against the way that Britt or Sarah handled it. It was more about the editing. And mm-hmm. It wasn't something that I thoroughly enjoyed. What about you, Debbie?
I did. Yeah.
You did enjoy it?
I did.
Okay. See, I was a little bit different. I'm cycle-wise, I'm just like, okay, I don't want to talk about it. And some people do want to talk about it. So it's just different strokes for different folks. Ariel, what did you think about the cycle part of it?
I mean, I'm glad that they've shed some light on it, because it's never been shown on the show before.
Something different.
Yeah, it was something different, but the editing, in my opinion, was a little bit much focus on it. There was other strengths that they could have shown as well. Yeah. I feel like they were maybe trying to stir the pot a little bit with it. Gets, I don't know, maybe about ratings.
Exactly.
So if I could ask, how did it go about, like, when you got the call?
No, he called me right away when he tapped, and I remember, I'll never forget, I was driving back.
When I got back to the house. Yeah,
when I was driving back from the, I was working out of town, and I was on my way back on the highway. I had to pull over, because I seen his phone number show up on the screen, and I was like, what the hell? that was my first thought. I was like, geez, babe. So when I pulled over, I'm like, hello, are you okay? My first thought was, are you okay? Did something happen? Because you don't know, getting that call, if like they're at a hospital or what have you. So he said, no, I'm good. I tapped, and I was like, geez, babe, what happened? And like, I felt his disappointment through the phone just right in that instant. But my first initial thought was worry and concern for him that something had happened.
Yeah. As long as he was okay.
Yeah, then I was like, what the hell happened?
what happened out there? So, Chad, when you had to make that phone call.
It's tough thinking about it right now.
I'm tearing up a little bit. I just want to let you know that my strategy for going out on the show was, no matter what, I told everybody, I'm not calling until it's over. So nobody knew whether I tapped or didn't tap, because I made a promise to everybody that no matter what happens, I'm not going to call. And so I was fully prepared. I mean, Debbie was prepared to get a phone call from me after it was over. She knew not to expect one before.
Yeah.
And I had people texting me saying, are you in the hospital? Like, they were really concerned about me. So we're not going to give away if I tapped or not. But that was my strategy, was like, no matter what, I'm not calling anybody. That feeling that you had to call when you first called her and you got really emotional, was it disappointment? What was it?
It was absolute disappointment. I mean, that there's no doubt about that. There was, I mean, boy, huge disappointment, a lot of shock, a lot of just kind of like, what happened out there? And then how am I here right now? Just knowing who, whether it be maybe who I thought I once was, or, you know, I mean, the only thing I feel like changed in my life in the last 7 years is I've been a lot, I noticed myself be a lot more emotional since my kids. So I knew I was more emotional, but I still thought I had all the head game left, you know, and so there was a lot of shock there. I mean, the shock and disappointment, and probably a whole lot of other stuff I can't explain. Just there was, you know, a lot to take in all at that one time. You know, there's also a sense of,
I get to hear her voice.
I'm proud, you know, of the stuff that unfolded out there, you know, and the stuff that I did achieve, it did accomplish.
I think 10 days is still a long time.
Man.
I think 10 days is a long time.
I think 10 days is a long time.
It's funny when you're out in the real life, it's not. You know, 21 days goes by like this, especially like in my industry and probably all of our industries, you know, it goes by so fast. And then, but yeah, you must be able to agree that when you're out there, every minute feels like an hour, every hour feels like a day. Like you just feel every second of everything, because your whole body's there. Like you're totally naked and vulnerable, right?
Right. But don't you think this is like the best experience of your life, besides your kids and your family?
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, it goes without saying for sure. But no, even with the disappointment, it is the coolest and it's the neatest experience. And I grew so much from it and learned so much.
Well, back to Ariel, and I just want you to know, and from a super fan, because I was a super fan way before any of this happened, the people that I love the most are the people who show the rawest emotion and have the best personalities. It's not about what you kill or anything like that. It's really about, you remember the people that were vulnerable. And Chad, you're one of my favorites. I mean, you were really vulnerable. Oh. I'm sure we're going to see you out there again. I would love to see you, because it was like, you just knew that it was all, you know, heart is the reason why you left. And Ariel, what about you? Could we see you out there too, maybe?
No chance. Never.
She whispers dabbles about it.
I have way too much anxiety to do something like that. They're like, I don't like the dark. So I don't like the dark in the bush in Ontario. So if you put me somewhere else, I mean...
You just jump out there and do it.
Maybe if I was with him, I'd be okay.
Maybe. Well, then we're going to have to wait to see what she signs up for you next.
No ideas.
Okay, so now that we have a little bit of rapport, I'm going to go ahead and say, Chad, you look like a supermodel. Don't you think, Debbie?
Oh, come on.
A little bit. I do.
All right.
Like, is modeling in your future for, like, firefighters or, like, rugged wear or anything like that?
I have been trying to get him into this since I've met him. And I say it all the time, and he's just so humble about it. So
I appreciate the compliment, but probably not.
Ariel, you need to start being his manager. I think you need to get on him.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I am trying.
Well, and thank you so much, ladies. That's very nice.
Yes, and I think Ariel needs to be on something too as well. Like, if you could choose a reality show, what show would it be?
Big Brother.
Big Brother Canada.
Big Brother.
And I've actually applied. I've applied multiple times. I'm going to keep trying until I get on the show.
There you go.
Well, Andrew Shade, who is a great cast member, and he will talk to you anytime. He's like me, he talks a lot. He actually was in the finalists for Big Brother.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So he's actually like flown out, interviewed twice for the show, and got down to the very last moment. And the only reason why he didn't get on the last time was because Ariana Grande's brother made the cut.
Oh.
So maybe he can help you. I'm being serious. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He could.
Yeah, I would be in.
That'd be amazing, eh?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Actually,
I did one time long, long ago apply for The Bachelor.
Oh, boy.
I did get a call from a producer. I was 22 at the time, so we're talking way over a decade ago. And I ended up just not even doing the process. Because back in those days, they didn't have camera phones with, like, the easy way to record videos and stuff. And I was like, I'm not doing all this stuff. I just didn't do it.
Oh, that would have been amazing. Let me see. No, I did want to say, I think that his Ken's shout out to you at the end, I love that also. Like you
that
missed.
Was very emotional to watch. That was a breakdown moment for sure. That was when I was watching that, and I had a bunch of people over watching it, and I couldn't even just help but look like a total disaster.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to finish it. So I love that.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. He's just such a cool dude. What a stud.
Oh, my God, he is. I definitely want to see you out there again. Ariel, I would like to see you on anything again. Big Brother, anything. That would be great. I would actually love to see y'all go out on a partnership. I think that would be really great. I really think that would be great.
Have they ever done something like that? Has there ever been husband? Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. There was a, they were, he asked her to marry her at the end of the 21 days.
Oh, I think I remember that actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And they're still together, I believe. So I think it would be different though, because I mean, I think it's kind of obvious that Ariel says she's a little scared of it. And Chad has a lot to prove. And I think that when men want to be protectors, they're even stronger. When he's having to take care of Ariel, I think they would be even stronger. Don't you think so, Debbie?
Yeah, definitely. I can see it.
Here's hoping. It'd probably make for a great episode, okay? Entertainment.
It would.
I think so. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming on the show. What else can we promote for you? Is there anything else that we can promote or just send you blessed?
Just good vibes.
Appreciate you having us on, and feel free to have a look at the Instagram account and follow me along this journey, because it won't be the last time everybody sees me, I don't think.
Perfect. Awesome. We're going to drop your Instagram and all your social right there, and you make sure you follow him. And what about you, Ariel? You want them to follow you too? Because I'll drop it right here, right now.
All my stuff's private. No, okay. He's the only public one.
For now, because I have a feeling we're going to see Ariel somewhere.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon.
Hang on. You know what? Why can't I just like in her into Naked and Afraid? Like I could do it for her just like she did it for Chad.
Right?
Oh boy.
I challenge you to follow through with this.
All right. Challenge accepted. All right. Well, thank y'all for coming on. Y'all have a great night. I know y'all have babies
thank
to take care
so
of.
Much.
And just thank you so
thank
much.
You both.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So, Debbie, this season has been crazy. I just want to make sure that I make it very clear that I loved the episode. I think that Britt was super strong. I love her connection to the earth. I think Sarah was a trooper. I think she has so much more that should have been shown of her. Ken is freaking crazy. What do you think?
Yes. Oh, I loved him, though. And I don't know if I ever told you this. A small obsession. Me and my husband. We love Vikings. We're Viking lovers. History. TV shows. Everything. I was a little excited.
Oh my gosh.
I thought he was great.
I did not know that. So y'all are Viking lovers.
Viking lovers. Yes.
Well, Ken, not Ben. Ken is a real Viking, and I mean he just broke the world record of diving. Did you see that?
Yes. And Norway, real Viking from Norway. Oh my gosh, I was excited.
He scares me a little bit. Like I don't think I could handle him being my partner because he would take so many risks and it would freak me out, and I would be scared. But I'm sure he's like a gentle giant at the same time.
Yeah. When I seen the ending, you know, after Chad had left, I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. I liked that. And the girls, I loved how Sarah, because it may or what they showed, I liked her concept of or thought of connecting. Is she the one that would drew
the line?
Yeah.
That was
I
Britt.
That. Oh, was it? It was Britt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved everything. I liked how they were paired. It was a good episode.
It was a really good episode. They keep setting the bar higher and higher and higher. Mm-hmm. I have something to show you. We're going to take a quick pause. I have something for you, Debbie. Just give me one quick second. It's a surprise.
Is it a Viking?
So, Debbie, are you ready? Are you ready for your surprise?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready for it too. And
wait, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me at first, but I was like, "Is it a Viking?"
It's close to a Viking. So I just opened it up. I have not seen it. Are you ready? Christopher James.
Is it a postcard?
It's a picture. And I'm going to read it to you, okay?
Okay.
It says, Debbie, thank you for all you do for the Naked and Afraid family. I appreciate you. Your friend, Christopher James, the Lion. P.S. It's your turn now. Stay wild.
Shut up. It does not say that.
It does say that. I'm gonna take a picture after it's over.
Oh no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Oh, this is what he says on mine. He says, "Malou, welcome to the tribe, but from the other side of the camera, your friend Christopher James."
I love that. One of our first favorite ever. Our own postcards.
Yes. I will send it to you. It's amazing. This kind of makes me a little bit emotional. I have a lot of respect for Christopher James. You know, we actually had his wife on the show, and they're just great, loving people. And welcome to the tribe. It's crazy. I still don't feel part of the tribe. I feel it's a weird feeling to have, Debbie. The only way that you'll be able to understand is if you go out.
Oh my gosh. Is that like a dare?
I mean, I think you could do better than me. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. But yes, Christopher sent this a long time ago, and I was waiting and waiting for a good opportunity to show it to you. And today was the day.
Oh, I love that. He's probably our number one fan. And you know what? Someone told me. This week, I think it was this week, one of their favorite episodes that we did was interviewing his wife. That was one of their favorite episodes. And I'm like, it was! I love that episode!
Okay, so Debbie, anybody that is going out on a challenge, you know, you have to sign all these NDAs and you're scared to tell. Listen, if you're going to go out, you need to make sure that you and your significant other watch our interview with Leanne, Christopher James's wife, because it was so informative.
Oh, for sure. One of the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
She gives a lot of information.
Yes, because it is a mental challenge, not only for the person who's going out, but for the person who's staying at home.
Mm-hmm. It was. It was a great episode.
And what did somebody tell you here recently about the episode?
One of our fans mentioned that one of their favorite episodes was the one with Leanne, Christopher James' wife.
Yes, and we're learning a lot about podcasts. Like I said, we're not perfect, and we're not trying to be perfect. We're doing this because we both love the show, and we love the people, because it's the people that actually make up the show. So, yeah. I mean, just thank you so much for watching. This is another completed episode of Naked and Afraid, and make sure y'all tune in to the next one. Right, Debbie?
Right, because we'll be back.
We will be back, and I'm coming up soon.
I'm getting my questions ready.
Easter Sunday. Oh, yeah, let me just go ahead and do a plug for me. So I want everybody to please make sure that they tune in and watch my episode, which is airing Easter Sunday, which is a really easy date to remember. And you'll probably be at home with loved ones anyway. And that's who I want to watch this, people with their loved ones.
We'll tune in.
All righty. Until next time, we're out.
Peace out.
I mean, it was just Ben. I mean, come on. Is his name Ben? What's his name?
Ken.
I said Ben. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. I knew it sounded wrong as soon as it came out my mouth.